a no U.S.-Iran deal could dangerously escalate regional and global risks. By Shayan Salehi. The task of a global security and international relations analyst is not to predict war, but to assess risk, direct and indirect, local and systemic. By that standard, the prospect of a military confrontation between the United States and the Islamic Republic of Iran represents one of the most dangerous escalation pathways in today's international system. The risk calculus surrounding Iran is consistently misunderstood and dangerously understated, often by actors who benefit politically, economically, or institutionally from confrontation. Iran is not an isolated regional power. It sits at the center of a dense web of alliances, proxy forces, energy choke points, and overlapping great power rivalries. Any direct conflict would propagate outward rapidly and non-linearly, far beyond the initial battlefield. Escalation is structurally likely, not hypothetical. Proponents of military pressure often assume escalation can be controlled, that a swift and decisive U.S. operation could neutralize Iranian capabilities and conclude the conflict quickly. History suggests otherwise. Iran's military doctrine explicitly rejects symmetrical warfare. Rather than matching force with force, Tehran is built for horizontal escalation, widening the battlefield geographically and functionally. This includes missile and drone strikes, cyber operations, maritime disruption, and the activation of aligned non-state actors across multiple fronts. Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei's repeated warnings that an attack on Iran would trigger regional escalation are not rhetorical posturing, they reflect doctrine. Once kinetic exchanges begin, leaders operate under compressed timelines, incomplete information, and intense domestic pressure. These are precisely the conditions under which miscalculation and unintended escalation become most likely. Proxies, partners, and the illusion of containment. Iran does not fight alone. Russia, China, and Iran have developed a deep strategic alignment. While no formal mutual defense treaties exist, AU.est, Iran war would force both Moscow and Beijing to reassess their strategic posture. At minimum, it would reshape global power balances, divert Western resources, and reorder diplomatic priorities. More immediately, Iran's non-state allies, Hezbollah in Lebanon, the Houthis in Yemen, and aligned militias in Iraq, Syria, and Gaza, constitute a powerful escalation multiplier. These actors allow Iran to project power indirectly, complicate attribution, and stretch adversaries across multiple theaters simultaneously. This is not a theoretical risk, it is an operational reality. Iran's military capacity in context. Open-source intelligence assessments suggest Iran possesses more than 3,000 ballistic missiles, including systems capable of striking targets up to 2,000 kilometers away. Iran and its aligned forces are also assessed to hold hundreds, possibly up to 1,000, cruise missiles. Iran has additionally built one of the world's largest drone arsenals. Estimates vary, but its inventory of reconnaissance drones, strike UAVs, and loitering munitions likely exceeds 10,000 units, with Iranian design systems widely fielded by proxies. In manpower terms, Iran's regular forces, Revolutionary Guard, and paramilitary reserves total roughly 600,000 to 700,000 personnel, with access to far larger mobilizable reserves. Iran-aligned militias across the region had an estimated 450,000 to 550,000 fighters. This creates a distributed military network approaching 1 million personnel across multiple active and latent conflict zones. Missile defense is a filter, not a shield. The June 2025 Iran-Israel conflict demonstrated a critical reality. Even the most advanced missile defense systems cannot guarantee protection against sustained, mixed missile campaigns. Systems such as THAAD, Patriot, and Israel's Arrow dramatically reduce casualties, but they do not provide invulnerability. Interceptors are finite, expensive, and slow to replenish. Saturation attacks exploit the basic mathematics of defense. Iran's doctrine does not rely on individual missiles defeating individual interceptors, it relies on volume, timing, and complexity. In prolonged conflict, missile defense mitigates damage, it does not stop war. Beyond the battlefield, economic warfare. Iranian state-affiliated voices have openly threatened U.S. commercial and corporate assets in the Gulf, including potential targets in the United Arab Emirates. Such strikes would serve a strategic purpose, imposing economic and political costs without immediately triggering full-scale retaliation. A full closure of the Strait of Hormuz remains unlikely at early stages, given the severe consequences for China, one of Iran's most important partners. A more probable scenario involves selective disruption, targeted shipping attacks, insurance destabilization, and asymmetric pressure, combined with Houthi operations in the Bab al-Mandab Strait. Full maritime shutdown becomes likely only at advanced escalation stages, particularly if Iran's own energy infrastructure is directly targeted. Israel and the risk of regional ignition. Israel remains a contingent theater in Iranian strategic thinking, often framed in Tehran as a forward extension of U.S. power. Iran has historically avoided initiating direct wars, but it could plausibly frame renewed hostilities as a continuation of the June 2025 conflict, which it claims was triggered by Israeli strikes. The line between containment and regional war is thin and easily crossed. From regional war to systemic shock. Ayyub/Esta, Iran war would not need to become a formal world war to produce world war-level effects. Energy price shocks would transmit inflation globally, hitting Europe and developing economies hardest. Economic disruption and secondary violence would generate new refugee flows, further straining European political systems and accelerating the rise of far-right movements. At the same time, ongoing diplomatic efforts, from Ukraine to Gaza, would be jeopardized. Russia could exploit Western distraction in Europe. China and North Korea could interpret U.S. entanglement in the Middle East as an opportunity to advance their own strategic ambitions. Taiwan, in particular, represents a structural vulnerability in the global economy under conditions of American overstretch. Why no deal is the most dangerous option? A negotiated Iran deal is not about trust, endorsement, or moral approval. It is about time, visibility, and risk management. Diplomatic frameworks slow nuclear timelines, preserve monitoring mechanisms, and maintain crisis communication channels. When those buffers disappear, policy options narrow sharply toward coercion and force. World wars are rarely deliberate. They emerge from cascades of unmanaged crises, overlapping conflicts, and eroded restraint. In a world already saturated with unresolved flashpoints, abandoning diplomacy with Iran does not project strength, it compresses timelines and multiplies risk. The stakes are systemic. A war between the United States and Iran would reshape the international system even if it never formally became global. Energy shocks, multi-theater escalation, great power opportunism, and European political destabilization would produce consequences far beyond the Middle East. No Iran deal is not simply the absence of diplomacy. It is the removal of shock absorbers in an already fragile global order. That is why the stakes are not regional. They are systemic. A narrow, verifiable nuclear arrangement that restores monitoring and prevents Iran from developing a nuclear weapon would already constitute a strategic win for President Trump. Sanctions relief, as a consequence rather than a concession, could reopen pathways toward broader regional and global security. In the current international environment, diplomacy with Iran is not a weakness. It is risk management at the edge of systemic war. Author, Shayan Salehi, member of various international organizations such as the International Institute for Strategic Studies, IISS, the World Economic Forum and YPFP. He is a researcher and analyst of international security issues. Published on World Geostrategic Insights on February 8, 2026. The opinions expressed in this article belong only to the author and do not necessarily reflect the views of World Geostrategic Insights.